brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We were just talking to Daniel Sanjata. What a first-rate guy. Really intelligent, a lot of courage. That is the operative word. Let's go right to your phone calls. Look, I know we've got a lot of you holding for a while, but we're going to go to all of you right now, Chris and Richard and Ken and Rory and everybody else. Chris in Canada, if you're still there, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, it's incredible when somebody comes forward with the truth. It's like you've been given a sack of gold or something, you know?
It's wonderful.
It is. Hey, I just wanted to relate something to you about the depths of government involvement in our personal lives here in Canada, and actually this is happening all over the world.
Sure, tell us about it.
I just had a baby girl 2 weeks ago, beautiful baby girl, and we had to go to great lengths just to have a natural birth. The hospital here, the cesarean section rate is 49%, and a lot of people think that's just normal, you know.
No, that's because they make about five times more money off of it, and it's not needed, and it's actually caused higher infant mortality and more women to die. I have the numbers, but they're not going to stop, and one day it'll be the law that you got to have your babies cut out.
Well, I'm glad you're, well, you're always clued in, aren't you? Alex, so we thought we would have a midwife, and here the midwives are part of the government program. My wife would have been transferred. They have about a 30% cesarean section rate where they ship you off to the hospital. She had a 2-day labor, which is actually normal. You know, that's fine. It was a healthy birth. We had to get a midwife who was unregistered, who can't call herself a midwife because it's illegal, because that name is now owned by the government. She delivered 1,000 babies. She was a midwife before that was controlled by the government. She refused to be regulated. She went to jail because she took the blood pressure of a mother and the heart rate of a baby. And so we had to pay her out of pocket. I mean, you know, here it's socialized medicine, right? So whatever. And we had to get somebody who went to jail just to have a natural birth. It's 95% cesarean section rate in Brazil in private hospitals. It's going to be that. It's going in that direction in Australia. It's just sick and wrong.
And it really hurts your wife, and it also brings down the number of children that your wife can have. You know, after one or two cesareans, they tell you don't have any more.
Yeah.
And it's just an absolute travesty. But no, I mean, in another generation, they'll say it's an Al-Qaeda lie. Babies were always removed. They always had machines that did it. this is the way. No, that's how they operate. They'll say it's Al-Qaeda, that it's Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm being halfway sarcastic, but I'm not really. They'll say it's Al-Qaeda. It's a sure Al-Qaeda sign to have your baby the normal way. Now, certainly, I'm all, you know, there were 10, 15, 20% mortality rates. It wasn't that in ancient times. It went up higher during the medieval and other periods because of sanitation and other problems. But then other countries had it figured out, like the Dutch and stuff. They had the woman, like the Africans do, sit on a chair, and you're talking about just a few hours. Number one, it's this laying on the back business. That's not how women had babies thousands of years ago.
No. Another thing is they give women these glucose IVs, and what is that? I got my wife right here. What does that do again? The glucose, it raises the blood sugar of the baby, right?
Yeah, it actually makes the baby hypoglycemic every day.
And then it causes the baby's blood sugar to crash when the baby is born. Then they get to put it in the NICU and suck a tripling out of you.
How can you be 33 years old and have figured all of this out?
No. I experienced it with our first child. I've actually lived it, brother.
Okay. Hey, if it wasn't for you, I'd be completely nuts, because this is the only place where people are telling the truth. Well, not the only place, but one of the few. So,
well, we try. I mean, we don't get it all right, but I appreciate your call. In fact, here's a correction. In the first hour, I talked about the Templars being killed in the 15th century. I immediately said that wasn't right. I had to get the date. I knew it was either 12th or 13th. I don't know why I said 15th. It was October 13th, 1307, when the Knights Templars were killed by King Philip the Fair, Philip the Bell. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Richard, Ken, Lori, Trent, everybody, we're going to get to your calls. But I got a rule. If somebody disagrees, and he just called in, but you got to be fair here. That's my rule. They go to the front of the line. Let's see if he really disagrees. John in New York, go ahead.
Alex, this is John from New York, and I have to offer some corrective information about the CFR, if I may.
The Council on Foreign Relations, go ahead.
The Council on Foreign Relations was started in 1921, and this was a result of the United States Senate refusing to ratify the Treaty of Versailles, and that would have taken the United States into the League of Nations.
Yeah.
Let me keep going. And the very first thing that the CFR did was to purchase the policy, not the newspaper itself, but the policy of all the major newspapers in the country. And as media through radio and talking movies and TV evolved, they just got into those avenues as well. I have two sources that I can offer for documentation of this information if I'd like to give them, if I may.
Yeah, you've got the floor, but I want to be clear here that we don't disagree about anything. I mean, people are going to think that I don't agree with what you just said because you've made the spurious claim that you disagree with something. What specifically do you disagree with me on?
Well, I think it's important when you talk about the CFR in the media, this isn't something that's just evolved in the last few decades. This is the very first thing that they did.
Well, I didn't say that.
Which, excuse me then. Why? But I
want. Well, I don't want you to say excuse me. I just we're in agreement, my friend. What you're saying is all true from what I know. I mean, I don't know about every policy, but I know they. I mean, they have the heads of every major media institution already. That's who the British intelligence helped set it up, because the League of Nations with Woodrow Wilson's and Mandelhaus's plan failed, and they've written about it themselves and they admit it. And they're in control of the big five, really big four now, media conglomerates and every major newspaper. And I said the corporate good old boys in the CFR, because of their intersecting interest, that's why they set that up. And, that, and they set it up to control things, to consolidate things further, and that's sure enough happened. I totally agree with you. I mean, that's an absolute...
I think it's important that people understand that this happened all the way back in 1921, and that's when the process started. It didn't just happen, you know, like I said, in the last few decades. And that's really the point that I wanted to make, so that people understand how far this has gone back.
Well, what you ought to do, and I'm serious because you are very knowledgeable, is write up a two-page article with the basic facts, with a good headline, email it to Aaron@InfoWars.com, email it to Watson@PrisonPlanet.com. We need more content. We need more information. We'll scan your article, and if it's good material, and frankly, the stuff you send us is good material, but A, most of it we get, we don't have permission to post. By you, we just get it. B, you know, you haven't slapped a headline on it, so we don't want to do that for you because it's your words. Let me just tell you something. I go to Dig every day, and we're going to set up our own message boards and stuff. I just want something really good. I don't want to just launch some junk. So people, email us. Tell us what you think we ought to set up, what we ought to have. We're doing all that right now. But to make a long story short, I go to, because we link to Dig, who then people go and post on the message board and try to vote our stories up, but we're banned from Dig being in the top, so it doesn't matter if we get 5,000. We're not allowed to be in the top. It's censored, but still, we don't care. We're infesting Dig. People are going to find the material. But I read like five-page post, basically, or one-page post of eloquent, intelligent, well-spoke, just incredible stuff, much better than I.
I mean,
let me just stop you because I'm saying something here. I mean, just amazing stuff. I mean, incredible writers. The wit, the turn of phrase, the connections, the research, and only a few thousand people are reading those posts. You need to write that up for us, ladies and gentlemen. You need to send it to us and authorize us to post it as stories, because then millions will read it. I'm telling you, the stuff I see on message boards, it's either you're a bunch of idiots and need to die and go to FEMA camps, or, you know, sophomoric level idiocy, or it's genius level writing. And I guess those people posting must not be listening to the show, because, you know, I've been putting this call out and I'm not getting stories from these people. Send them to us. Sorry, you go ahead now.
The only other thing I'd like to do is offer these two sources of information that I have, if that's okay with you.
Sure, take your time. Go ahead.
Okay, the first is a book, and it's the title is called The Shadows of Power, and the author is James Pirlof. The second is a video that is narrated by John McManus of the JBS, and both of the book and the video are available through the bookstore at JBS. And people who are really interested in discovering and learning about the evolution of the CFR, and they're the most horrible organization in the country, need to get those two books and or that book and that video, and they
sure.
can get right to it.
Sure, I appreciate your call. Since we've had endless plugs for other books and videos today, I think if we're going to even exist and be here. And you know, I've had McManus on, I've been nice to him, but they've sniped at me, and they've never retracted it like they said they were going to do, and they shoot their mouth off about me on radio shows. So I'm just going to tell you right now, the JBS is a suspect organization, and I reserve judgment on it. I said I'd wait and see what they were going to do, and if they were going to retract things, and I've seen a little bit towards that with saying, yeah, now they question 9/11. But I want to see retractions about some stuff that was said about me a few years ago. I haven't seen that yet. You know, I was the one assaulted by them. Then I had McManus on this show, and then I've seen further stuff after it. So I'm going to... Now, I think the JBS members are great people. And I think the JBS members are doing yeoman's work, and the JBS is helping. At what, a couple states now have passed resolutions against the North American Union, and so see, I got mixed feelings about them. And then I get beat up by other talk show hosts on this very network because I won't come out in a jihad or I guess the word could be crusade against the JBS, which I think would be destructive. I'm not into infighting, folks. It's not my MO. But I've gotten to the point in my life where I just don't like to hold back on people anymore. I mean, I'll be frank with you. If somebody hits me, knocks me upside the head, I'm going to say something back to them. But we need to stop sniping at other patriots, and we need to all work together. And that's what I've tried to do, burying the hatchet, when I've been hacked in the head, with the leadership of the JBS. And I've seen some encouraging things happen, but I've also seen some discouraging things. But, yes, I've read that book by Perloff, and I've seen the video. We put it on Access TV a few years ago, a bunch of videos they made. They're excellent. Of course, I plug them all the time, probably, sold thousands of videos for them. What do I get in return? Absolutely squat. But that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be used and drugged through the mud, because I don't care. I literally am, folks. I'm here to get a job done, and I don't care if I'm in the gutter. And I've spent 2 hours and 15 minutes and 52 seconds, and I haven't really plugged my films yet. I'm going to spend 60 seconds now because I want to go to your calls and cover news, and I've literally got a giant stack of incredible important news here, and I'm going to attempt to cover it. Then I'll be back Sunday on the radio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live, and you can listen to me on KLBJ 590 from southern Oklahoma down to Mexico. And there's, I don't know, like 15 other affiliates picking us up. A few more have been calling, wanting to pick it up. So it's a pretty successful little show for just starting off. We need your support. I put my films out for free on Google Video. Yes, I mean, I actually upload the film for free there. You can see it in better quality. It looks a lot better, a lot clearer, and download it to disk and burn it and make copies for people when you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And I get emails saying, why isn't it free? I spend tens of thousands of dollars on IT every month, okay? I mean, money comes in here, and boy, believe me, 96% of it goes right back out. And we could do so much more if we had the capital to do it. And no, I cannot promote people who sell my videos that are bootlegged. I mean, I can let you bootleg them, but I sure can't promote it on my own show. I get criticized for that. Because think, there won't be any more videos if that continues. I mean, my goal is to defeat these people. But I'm just telling you how it is. I got to hustle and sell some more advertising, have some more ads on the show. I don't like having to do that, but if that's what it takes to finance my operation, if I literally have to finance films with advertising so I can lose money on films, I will do it. I will make films, folks, to the point of robbing banks, and I mean that figuratively, okay? I don't care about money. It's fiat dirt. I like a car that runs well under me. I like a house that's, warm in the winter and cool in the summer, but I mean, it's not my totem, it's not my idol, it's not my God, okay? But you need to support us and finance us and help us. And the best way to do that is at Infowars.com. Go to that secure online shopping cart, and you look at all those videos and books we carry and the films I've made, and then you support us and the other authors and filmmakers whose films and books we carry. It's real simple. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day, my weekly TV reports, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, that, by the way, is out of print, two e-books on there, a bunch of other e-books and films have been authorized to post, PrisonPlanet.tv. And at 15 cents a day, folks, that just pays for the bandwidth and the webmasters. And we will expand as more funds come into there. And I got a lot of things I want to do, but the funds are not there, so I'm actually working more now, and I'm just going out and hustling and selling advertising for the websites and things. So, I'll do it by whatever means to fight the New World Order, but I'm just telling you, it's more effective for you to just get the films from us and get them and make copies of my videos. Man, I want you to make copies of the high-quality DVDs. And there's going to come a time when people buy one copy of my video and can put it on the web in DVD quality. That time's almost here, and at that time, when you don't support us by buying the original from us, there just won't be any more films. You would have killed the goose that lays the golden eggs, really that lays the bombs, the info bombs that blow holes in the New World Order. So I'm literally totally dedicated and focused, like a laser beam in the fight against the globalist. And we need to support us, Info, and I want to thank you for supporting us, Infowars.com. By simply buying the books and videos right there. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I just spent like 15 minutes with that caller and commenting on what he'd said. Let's try to hurry through more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Texas, then Ken, Lori, many others. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
just wanted to comment on some things. You know, down here in Wimberley, it seems we've got no honeybees that I have seen at all yet this year. I've not even seen any wasps or hornets. I don't know if there's a tie-in with that, but none of those around. I read today on the rent site about a permit for Livermore Labs to blow up 450 pounds of depleted uranium in the San Joaquin Valley. And my point is, I guess, with all this genetic stuff going on and the radiation poisoning and all the other poisonings that we've got in our you know, world out there now, even if we're successful on 9/11 here before too long, it sure is going to take a lot of additional education and additional undoing, if even it can be undone, to try to correct what's been done already.
Well, humans and life have lived in a vat of radiation forever, and the radiation is a problem, is poisonous and toxic and radioactive. But frankly, from the studies I've seen and what I've looked at here, genetically modifying major food crops that then infest all the other similar strains, like basically all corn's now been infected. Every major strain on Earth is found to have this in it, and you know, different strains have higher levels of it with live pesticide. We have an elite that grows corn that kills bugs, and then we just eat it. We wonder why all the honeybees are dying, because they're eating the pollen. And that's just one of these. They're putting pesticides in most of the food crops now, because then you don't have to spray them with pesticides. This is all
these bastards avoid ingesting this stuff themselves.
Literally, Senator Rockefeller admittedly has his own farms and has a whole chain to bring him and his family nothing but fresh food he cooked himself. And they bring containers of food and a chef everywhere he goes. David Rockefeller is the same. The Queen of the Netherlands, the Queen of England. I just watched like a two-hour documentary for research on the House of Windsor and on Prince Philip. It was just on one particular palace. It was actually on Buckingham and a couple others. I forget. The point is it was all about Prince Philip, and that's all. He has his own farms on his own palace. That's all he eats. His own meat, everything. It's all specially certified. They multiple times filter all their water. They haul it with them everywhere they go. This is their sick eugenics operation against us. They've done all this by design. These people are the scum of the earth.
Well, I'm sure he wants to avoid that virus he dreams he could be.
Well, that's the thing. Listen, here's an example. Prince Bernhard had an operation in South Africa, supposedly, and then in Zimbabwe, to kill all the elephant poachers. But it turned out his people were actually running the elephant poaching op and involved in trying to support, you know, different programs down there. It's always the opposite of what they say. These people are, I mean, I just keep saying it, they're psychopaths. Their religion, though, is being control freaks and not letting us have good lives and killing us.
Devil worship and pedophile and all the rest of that sinister, just unbelievable stuff.
These people are literally hellions. They are right out of the gates of hell. Thank you.
Bye.
Let's talk to Rory in Michigan. Rory, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and there was an article in the Grand Rapids Press. William F. Cohen, former U.S. Secretary of Defense under Clinton, made some comments at a 58th anniversary dinner of the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan, and he made some comments on 9/11, Hurricane Katrina response, on the Patriot Act, and on nuclear proliferation. On 9/11, his comments were, "We got hit because we got lazy, and we dropped our guard." That is crap. The next thing, on Hurricane Katrina response, the chain of command was broken. We didn't know who was in charge. Wouldn't that be the President of the United States? On the Patriot Act, technology is racing way ahead of us. We haven't thought about what it's going to do to our liberties. We are going with terrifying velocity into this new world order. On nuclear proliferation, he states, there will be some nuclear explosion that takes place in some country, and there will be no fingerprints, and the world has become much unsafer place to be. Isn't that awful?
And they carry out attacks to create fear, to stampede populations. We must terminate the fear. People should be afraid of being afraid. People who are really concerned and really want to survive, they want to defend liberty, but it's about survival now, must get control of themselves, must take action and realize that the only course is fighting these people. Thank you for the call. You're a great caller. I'm sorry we're low on time. We got the PNAC men popping in. Tell us about an event this weekend and more of your calls and more news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Looking out your window, babe.
Looking out your window, babe, and I've seen you like to catch. Man is saying Dixie. Man got his hand out stiff. Could be the fueler. Could be the loca. Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, a known criminal has called for Rosie to be fired after Imus. We told you that was coming, that they would nexus those in. This Imus thing, well, I'm going to comment on Imus and Rosie here. I got a bunch of other really serious news, but I got loaded phone lines. I want to get to everybody. But there is a big 9/11 event coming up this weekend. It'll take about 550 people in the audience at UT. They have another room that'll have other presentations going on that holds about 250. And so come on down. I think you're going to get a chance to get in. And it starts, what, tomorrow at 11, and then it's also on Sunday. Professor Stephen Jones will be speaking tomorrow. I'll be speaking tomorrow evening as well. We've got Daniel Abramson, a Genesis host, is going to be there. We've got just a bunch of other great people that are going to be in attendance. And I'm also going to be part of a roundtable discussion the next day, the following day, on a Sunday. Then I've got to scurry away at like 3 o'clock. It goes from 1 to 5, the roundtable. I've got to scurry off to... Oh, Bob Bowman's going to be there. I've got to scurry off to do my radio show from 4 to 6 p.m. And then they're going to have a march. And I plan to have Matt Dayton, who's on the line with us now. The march starts at 5:30, but as they're marching to where they're going, I want to have him on the cell phone at the end of the radio show. Folks, now they put it out at first just to fly the people here and stuff that you could... reserve with a donation, but you can just donate there if you want to reserve. It doesn't matter. They've only reserved about 100 seats, but you watch, it's going to be packed. It might be smart to reserve, but regardless, it is a free event. That's the biggest room they could get. Matt Dayton from the Project for New American Citizens there at UT that's done so much good work. Tell folks a little bit more about the event, the websites, and where it's going to be held and how people can come to it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. And, the event is called Rebuilding America's Senses, Exposing False Flag Terrorism to Prevent a New 9/11. So basically the conference is on the historical, present, and future uses of state-sponsored and false flag terrorism. So we'll be having you, Webster Tarpley, Stephen Jones, Bob Bowman, and Chris Emery, and Dan Abramson, and maybe a few others, but just trying to expose this idea. So if there is another attack, that we will have been trying to expose it. So when it does happen, if something does happen, another pretext, then people won't react the same way they did with 9/11. So the event, the event starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. At the University of Texas. In room Burdine 106, and all the details are on our website at pnacitizen.org. That's pnacitizen.org. And we're reserving rooms online. You just email us with a reservation in the subject line. We also have parking information and everything you need to know on there. What else? It's going to be hopefully pretty awesome. We're expecting a good crowd. Then we got the protest coming up at 5 on Sunday. So,
and tell folks where that's gonna. I mean, even if people can't get into the meeting the next 2 days, which I'm sure most will be able to. But even if you can't, we're also going to videotape the conference and put it up on PrisonPlanet.tv for the folks there. But Matt. Breaking this down for people, where, if they just wanted to go to the protest, would they meet up for that, and where is that going?
Okay, yeah, just go. It's basically at the UT Tower. So if you know where the main UT Tower is, that's where it'll be. So it's called the Main Mall, which is...
Yeah, the Tower of Mordor, the Tower of Death there.
Right, exactly. So that's where it'll be. We'll be right in front of it. We're going to be having... George Humphreys, Jack Blood, and Webster Tarpley will be speaking. So that should be pretty awesome. And it's called Protest the Empire. So we're basically just protesting, everything. It's all encompassing as far as the attacks of 9/11, the devastation of our Constitution, the wars in the Middle East, the use of torture, the coming war with Iran, everything. So, I think most of your listeners understand the severity of the sort of times we live in. So if you can make it out, that would be great.
Absolutely. And again, so it starts at 5, then I definitely, at least for several check-ins during that demonstration, want to be able to tune in and hear a little bit of the speeches and then get a report from you there while we're live with the new Sunday syndicated show that we're doing. All right, Matt, well, thank you so much for coming on with us, and I'll see you there tomorrow at the event, and thanks a lot for doing this.
Oh, also, I wanted to mention that we're having a press conference tonight at 7, so... I don't know if you were going to be able to make that, but that will be here at Brave New Books. That's 1904 Guadalupe. So
I am going to pop in. I'm going to pop in. Okay. I've got to come back and video edit all night, and before that, I've got to see my family. But I am going to race over there, and I'll be there for that press conference. And I, folks, call the Austin media and tell them they need to be there. News 8 needs to be there. And, call the Statesman and call everybody and say, this is real news. We've got all these real experts, physicists and Bob Bowman, and former head of Star Wars, and so many people there exposing this as an inside job. You need to show up.
Yes, please, all your listeners out there, try and get the media here, because that's ultimately what we need. So we would really appreciate it. Just try and put pressure on these local news outlets.
Fantastic, my friend. Good to hear from you.
All right, thanks so much, Alex.
You bet. All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to get to everybody. I guess 6 people can hold on this system, and I'm just going to blast through you, but I got to give each person a minute because I got to spend the last 10 minutes or so or more covering news. I'll get this phone list confused here. Who would be up first? Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, Ken.
Not this Sunday, but the Sunday after. April 22nd, there's going to be the big anti-amnesty rally in front of the White House, followed up by the Hold Their Feet to the Fire talk radio rally. Are you going to participate in that in any capacity?
Well, I can't participate in everything. I'll try. I mean, I'm participating right now. I'm on the radio. You're on the air plugging it.
Mm-hmm. All right. The New York Daily News reported, the news, by the way, is another neocon warmonger newspaper owned by Mortimer Zuckerman, who also owns U.S. News and World Report. And they reported that the Washington Post reported recently that Rupert Murdoch claims that Michael Bloomberg is his man for president. And I really find that kind of interesting. And not
well, it doesn't matter whether it's that mobster, his father was an admitted mob boss, Giuliani, and people from New York email me and go, so what? You know, that's how you get things done. And, can't bribe him, can't control him. That's really a great idea to have a mobster. Because they're all mob. The Bushes, the Clintons, it doesn't Mitt Romney, just all of them. New World Order trash. Barack Obama. I mean, people are asking what I think of these people. They're all New World Order, period. That's why they're being promoted. You notice the media really tries to black out Ron Paul.
Right. Bailey Tancredo, too. Like they don't even exist. But what's interesting, most
well, let's be clear. Tom Tancredo doesn't hold a candle. He isn't even in the same league as Ron Paul. Okay, I mean, let's be clear about that. And I know Tom, he's been on a few times, and I mean, he's better than most of them, and I don't think he's an evil New World Order. But he has bombed the snot out of the Arabs, you know, he is
right, wrong
on that.
That's why I probably won't support him for president, and why I would support Paul. But Bloomberg is thinking about an independent run, and he has denied it up until this time. And then when I read that in the Daily News about Murdoch saying that this is his man as an independent.
Well, we know Murdoch's man isn't a man. Murdoch's man is a woman. It's Hillary Clinton. He's been running fundraisers for, and Roger Ailes is advising her campaign, Rush Limbaugh's papa. I appreciate your call, my friend. Okay. So, yeah, if they do have Bloomberg around, it'll be to shuck Republican votes to ensure the princess wins. And that whore, and I mean, that's what she is. She's a New World Order whore who sold out this country. She'll end up being your president, and God help us. The reign of terror. You think it's been bad so far. And I will not vote for a Republican against her. I say bring the judgment on America. I will not vote for some lesser of two evils, because there is no such thing as lesser. Okay? And believe me, when she's president, you'll try to tell Republicans that she's Republican-controlled, and they'll just laugh at you. They're such scum. Yeah, your whore Limbaugh is behind her. They're all in bed together. The Clintons' vacation with the Bushes, it's staged, you fools. I'm sorry to talk like that, but man, you're just idiots. I'm talking about neocon followers. You don't know what you're doing. You're stupid. It's time for you to grow up and look into what we're saying. Don't you giggle, you slack-jawed punks. You go check into what I just said. You know, why do I talk? The country is gone already, basically. We've got a last-ditch effort to try to salvage something, and you're still running around getting conned. And you too, you dirtbag mainline liberals. I might slap somebody in the face, and they come up to me on the street when Hillary's running and go, well, she's better than Mitt Romney. She's better than Jeb. She's better than Gingrich. They're all the same. I mean, I hate to be gross, but it's like literally, I'm not going to say it. I said it. It's like in a latrine saying, you know, there's no difference. It's the same latrine, okay? You're pointing at a latrine and going, that one looks better than that one. I'm not going to take part in any of it, okay? Period. Do you understand me? I'm freaked out, folks. Stuff is not in good... Oh, man. What have I got myself into? What are we all in? I mean, it's just hell on earth. I said I'd hurry, but that was one caller, and 5 minutes has gone by. Who's up next in order here? I want to go to these in order. Sebastian in New York. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to say, you know, thank you for everything you do. Having Danielson John on today was a great work. I first heard him on LoneLantern.org when Gary broke that story with him. Now, you know, something that you mentioned last week was that there was going to be a flood of new people coming out this week, yet we have yet to see that. And I think that, you know, and tell me if I'm wrong.
That is not what I said. I said you're probably going to see some people this week or next week.
What are they waiting for?
Well, let me see here. They're now shifting all this Imus stuff, which I'm starting to think might have been a part of something large. Not that Imus was part of it. May have been, probably not. But I said 2 days ago, I said, you watch. They're going to go shift all this now onto Rosie. They've all been saying on the media that we need to start firing everybody now, and now they're calling for Rosie to be fired. This is AOL News. After Imus delay calls for Rosie to be fired, and it says, fanning the flames of discontent sparked by Imus controversy, former Congressman Tom DeLay is making a plea to his fellow conservatives to get Rosie O'Donnell fired for recent remarks she made. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes with Rosie, do you? I know a little bit, okay, and it isn't good. Okay, do you think people maybe get threats? Do you think maybe their children get threatened? Do you think maybe their job gets threatened? She's already had courage. Do you know what Charlie Sheen went through? Being called every dirty name in the book on TV. And that was an RNC dirty trick, by the way. I happen to know the details, but he doesn't want himself to be defended. Okay, so I appreciate your call. And I understand you're saying, what are they waiting for? Okay, what are the people that haven't gone public waiting for? You know, this is scary stuff, folks, and they do need to come public. And I kind of gave the whole thing away there because I wasn't thinking, you know, because I start talking about why hasn't Rosie done more. And some other people, why didn't Kurt Vonnegut go public about knowing 9/11 is an inside job? You know, why was, and then if somebody didn't want people to know his full opinion about it, should I go on air and tell you it? Or maybe that wasn't his opinion, you know. I just don't want to betray people, and I don't want to sit here, I could sit here and list some really big names to you right now. Okay, but the media will call them up and they'll probably deny it. And that may keep them from ever going public. You know, I can't sit here and burn people. And I'm not going to do it. And hey, look in the mirror. It's up to us to go public and get the word out. Okay, let's go ahead and take another one here. Let's talk to Trent in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm actually calling from Houston.
Okay, whatever. I was told New York. You're calling from the United States. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, yeah, I just want to bring up two quick points. The first one is something that I recently read about Tommy Franks discussing what he thinks is the worst thing that can happen to our country.
But you don't expect him to come out and say martial law is great, gee, we won. And he says, oh, it's so terrible that the terrorists are probably going to attack, and then the people are going to want a new form of government, a military government. Oh, it's too bad.
And that's exactly what he knows is the next thing to happen to us. he just clearly mentions that the people are going to be so scared they're going to be willing to give up their constitutional liberties, and it just goes to show how serious this whole thing is. And I'll be real quick here. I just want everyone to know, if you go to Wikipedia and look up Tommy Franks, you can see this for yourself and see how real it is. And the second point I just wanted to bring up is that I live in a town that's right outside of Houston. It's a very small town called Porter. And recently I've noticed the cops, it seems like they have been up to some really fishy stuff, almost like they're practicing for setting up roadblocks or something. Yesterday I saw like six or seven cops that were just hovering around this little two-lane road.
Why do you think they're hiring more? No, sir, yeah. You can go look it up. They admit, and I appreciate your call, they admit all this. This is admitted, and I tell the cops, go ahead, do it, go ahead. I mean, you want to kill the country, just sit there. You like to have power. You like to do all this. You are literally, you know, I said this last week, and some idiot sent me a threatening email about, I don't like you threatening people. I'm going to call the police on you. I don't want violence. I don't want it to turn into a bunch of dead cops and military on the streets when they try to bring in this new world order. A new world order that's going to take their pension funds and shoot their kids up full of mercury and cancer. But you're so dumb out there, you can't even understand it when I tell it to you in plain English. God. You realize this show isn't entertainment. This isn't a joke. This is real. This is happening.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right, I said I'd get you all your calls. I just can't if I'm going to cover this news. Look, again, I'm going to say it. They'll dump pesticide down black kids' throats that CPS has grabbed.
I mean, they don't just test AIDS drugs and other drugs on them. They kill them with pesticides, mainly blacks for some reason, because they've broken up their families. They can't protect themselves. They've done a real good job of that. Black leaders don't do anything. Al Sharpton is a political whore and makes me sick. They'll run around and get Don Imus fired, and they'll fire all these other people over little racial things they said. And Imus was saying it to be shocking, and he makes fun of white people and everybody else. I frankly don't think he should have been fired. By the way, I don't like Don Imus. The guy just looks like a creep, acts like a creep, is a creep. If you don't like it, don't watch it. I mean, it's not the American way, but the big corporations and Bill O'Reilly and all of them got on the bandwagon to have him fired because they like that precedent because they know it's going to be politically incorrect stuff that's said that's going to get people fired. Sure enough, CNN, Tom DeLay is calling for all Republicans to call for her to be fired because she's anti-Chinese, showing his ignorance, and that she also thinks the president did 9/11. Now, he didn't say anything back when it was, you know, and by the way, Rosie was just act stupid. I mean, folks, when I do a fake Japanese voice, which I'll do to my kids, I've been doing it since high school, it's not against Japanese. It's like James Belushi or Jim Belushi. Did they fire him when he'd do the crazy samurai? See, that's how far we've come since the 70s. I remember being a kid and watching that and laughing. I mean, you know, they say that's to be mean to Asians. No, Asians would laugh at that. I mean, I get up here and make fun of rednecks. It's having fun. It's not making fun of Asians to go, who's the one in the door? Who's the one in the door? It's me acting stupid doing, I mean, my wife speaks French. And I'll go, because she's has a degree in French and lived in France for a lot of years. So I'll go, that's not French. I need to be fired, folks. I'm anti, white European now. I'm anti-black. I've even made fun of whites before, acting like, you know, what blacks will call an Uncle Tom, going, yes, boss, I do what the government says. Does that mean I need to be fired for some cultural symbol? No. This is how they operate. This is what they do. And this is political correctness gone awry. You know, they had hate crimes 60 years ago in Soviet Russia. And if you criticize somebody, they would selectively send you to a work camp. They're arresting people in England who say the word homosexual because that scientific term has been deemed hate. Now they're talking about denying man-made global warming is a hate crime arrestable in Europe. They're trying to add that. See, there's no end. Remember, they locked up Galileo for saying the world was round. This is the way governments and elites act. And now they want to fire. That's why we've got defendrosie.com. It's gotten over 13,000 signatures, and I quit plugging it last week. We're going to print those off next Monday. I'm going to mail them now more than ever to ABC. You need to call there. You need to support her. Because Tom DeLay, this fake conservative criminal from Houston, I'm calling for conservatives to take on Rosie O'Donnell, DeLay said during an interview with CNN. She criticized and ridiculed Chinese Americans. No, she didn't, folks. She said I was acting stupid, making fun of myself. I mean, I got to tell you, folks, growing up, I mean, I would sit there at the dinner table and go, bang, chong, pong, yang, 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 and my dad would stop that, not at the dinner table. I wasn't knocking Asians. I guarantee you little Asian kids in China make fun of English. Just the sound and the inflections of it. That's what you do. If I'm outside talking, a mockingbird's going to hear me talk and try to imitate me or the lawnmower. You draw a picture of your dad who's a captain in the Army or it was a Marine Corps, you're arrested because you can't show a gun. See, you know, I had 50 other articles. I didn't get to them. I didn't even plug my videos this hour. I guess I did this hour. If you want to support us, go to InfoWars.com. Get the videos, hard copies. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. See them online. And I'll see you tomorrow at the big 9/11 conference here in Austin on the radio, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.